Nalukmani, when he cursed Nalukmani Manigri, he also told them that you will remember your mistake while you are in a tree body. So why can't a similar arrangement be done for everyone? If we remember our past mistakes, then we can rectify. Yes. Recollection of the past wrongs is often a strong prompt for not repeating those wrongs. However, that does not necessarily work like that. Basically, there are two different points over here. One is that when we remember the past mistakes, that may trigger some repentance within us. That may trigger some determination within us. I don't want to repeat this. Now, when that is happening, what is the purpose or what is the motive? We know that ultimately we want to develop love for Krishna. And if I am practicing some bhakti or I am doing something simply because of the fear of the consequences of the wrongdoing, then that is still I'm practicing at the level of fear. It's not at the level of love at all. So that may help some people in at least stopping wrongdoing. But that is not necessarily conducive for developing bhakti itself. We see Ajamil's pastime when Ajamil saw the Vishnudutas who came to his rescue when the Yamadutas were about to take him. He was very grateful. But it is not that at that time itself he was delivered. After that he strongly atoned for his sins. And then after a severe atonement for many years, then the same Vishnudas came and took him. That's why when that book was published about Ajamil, it is not called deliverance, it is called second chance. So he was delivered from that danger. But then after that, he had to manifest the transformation of his heart. That means that what happens to us shapes our actions, but it doesn't determine our actions. Our actions are determined ultimately by our own free will. And sometimes something may happen and that may prompt one reaction in one person, another reaction in another person. So if the fear of the wrongdoing and the consequence of the wrongdoing, that is what is prompting me to stop. That is okay motive, but that is not the motive of love at all. We want to develop positive love for Krishna. And Nalakur and Manigriva as the trees, Yamarajan trees, it is not that the remembrance of their past wrongs was what got them into the devotional consciousness. It was beholding the pastimes of Krishna while they were in the Maharaj's courtyard. That is what inspired them, infused them with devotion. So ultimately, it is a jiva who has to use one's free will properly. And certain resources may be helpful. Certain resources may not be helpful. So yes, from our perspective, we say if I remember in the past what wrong I had done, it will help me to face life. But it doesn't always work like that. Because we see that again, Hiranyakashipu in the Bhagavatam, he says that he actually gives a whole lecture on how we are not the body, we are the soul in the seventh canto. And then what is his conclusion? Therefore, I will kill Vishnu. And he says, I will perform austerity and I know it is very difficult to kill Vishnu. And in performing austerity and trying to get power that will be big enough to kill Vishnu, I may even die. But I don't worry. I won't worry because I am the eternal soul. So I will continue the austerity in my next lifetime. And for many lifetimes I will do the austerity till I get enough power to kill Vishnu. So the knowledge of the soul has not led to any devotion at all. In fact, the idea of an afterlife without a spiritual conception of life can actually be very dangerous. No, the jihadis who are ready to die and kill, why are they doing it? It's not they have so much love for Allah. They have some mullahs have interpreted some verse in a particular way from the Quran, not from the Quran, from the hadiths, where they say that every jihadi who dies will get 73 virgins in paradise. And it is for those 73 virgins that they are giving up their lives. So now when they are thinking like this, see, they are believing in an afterlife. But their conception of the afterlife is simply materialistic. So because of that, what happens? They don't get any benefit. They are actually not benefit in the sense that benefit in terms of transformation of their hearts. What has happened is they simply have extended their materialism to the next life. And the knowledge can help, but how it can help, this depends basically on the intention of the person. So knowledge of afterlife without a spiritual conception of life can actually be dangerous. It does not have to be dangerous, but it can be dangerous. Similarly, knowledge of past wrongs, it can help. But the point is, it is simply, even if it does it, it inspires us to practice religion at the level of fear. And for some people, it may not even do that. I have written a book on reincarnation, and there I gave many, many cases of people who remembered their past lives. And it's interesting that there are thousands of cases of children who remember their past lives. But practically none of these children have become spiritual. none of them practice spirituality seriously. Like, there are the most dramatic cases. There was one Thomas Andrews, who was the designer of the Titanic, one of the designers. And he sank over there. And then later on there's a person named William Barnes who claimed to be reincarnation of Thomas Andrews. And he gave till date the most satisfactory explanation for why the Titanic sank so quickly. So he said that when he had designed the ship, and at that time when he was going to, before the maiden voyage, he tested it. So he had a hammer and he hammered the hull. Boom! A loud resonance came. And he told, there was a black who was the financier, he said, now we have to thicken the hull. Because of this resonance, if something hits the hull, with this resonance can cause the ship to crack at many places. See, they had thought that metal will be stronger than wood. And metal will not be easily breakable. But what happened when the collision happened was, there was a resonance in the metal. And the ship cracked multiple places. That's why it sank so quickly. And through a computer simulated model, when they did that, it more or less was concluded that his explanation is quite one of the best explanations that he has got. And so at least he is convinced, and many other people are convinced, that he, as William Barnes, is the reincarnation of Thomas Andrews. But he says that black, who was a financier, he escaped on a lifeboat and Thomas Andrews sank. And then Black blamed Andrews, saying that he did not design the ship properly. That's why the ship sank. So William Barnes says, he says, the mission of my life is to clear the good name of Thomas Andrews. So even when one knows about the past life, that has not really inspired one to become spiritual. So remembrance of past life or past actions and their consequences is no guarantor of changing of heart. So by nature's arrangement, you know, when we start a new life, it's a new chapter. So we are not burdened by the memories from the past. And in general, there is a cause effect based on this life itself. I do something wrong, some results come up. But sometimes there are certain causes which have results in the future life, and some effects which are coming from causes from a future life, from a previous life. But basically each life is like a new chapter. And I said, most of the things that we see in this lifetime, they are based on this lifetime's framework. Does that answer your question?
part of that.